just a moment. Good afternoon. Today is Friday, February 5th, 2021. And welcome to the Opochli podcast. Uncle Roger. That reminds me of Mr. Roger. But yeah, I'm just on my way to grab some Cafe Rio. I have work. Technically, I'm supposed to be on a 4:10 schedule, right? But obviously, my team doesn't allow me to do that because they are unreliable and selfish and worried about only themselves, you know? They'll never, overstep their boundaries to work on anything that has my name on it, but the other way around, you know, they're more than happy to take credit for my work, you know, and I don't see them complaining when they're looking up random shit on the computer, you know, scrolling through Google Maps, Google Earth, for some reason, on the clock, you know, since when they have free time, because they're not fucking always, you know, they always find a way to drop the work on to someone else, you know, or they find a way to half-ass it and not do the work. So I guess where I'm getting at is today, Friday, you know, I put in 40 hours already. I put in my 40 hours, did a lot of work. I think when I clocked off yesterday, I looked at the ticket count and I was on top of, you know, I had the most tickets out of the entire team, you know. Obviously, I had a little bit more hours, you know, but the lead that I had, you know, the amount of, at the rate that those guys do work, I was still going to be in the lead today, even if I decided to take time off, you know, man, I don't know, it's just frustrating to work with a certain type of person. But yeah, today, you know, I shouldn't even be working today, you know, as they say. I don't want to be working. I don't feel like working. It's snowing. I have my house to myself. It was just, it was a great day. And, you know, actually I took advantage of my time in the morning and I purposely delayed my arrival to work. Because there's plenty of other fuckers at work, you know. When there's fucking 6-7 other fuckers, they're all in the office for the most part. You know, if none of them can do one fucking thing, you know, if one of them can do simple troubleshooting, then what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what the fuck am I doing tearing all these old boomer fucks that don't have any reason to be in the industry? You know, why am I fucking overburdening myself, overworking myself, over just struggling, being frustrated every fucking day, hating my job, hating the fucking office I go to? You know, why do I fucking put up with it? And it's basically because this company was the first company to ever give me any sort of fair wage, you know, and even though it has not really increased during the 4 years that I've been here, I don't think I would have made money in any under... I don't think I would make money in any other industry besides construction, just based on my social class and work experience and whatnot. So I gotta make the most of it. So if they want to fire me because I decided to Come in at 3 in the afternoon, so I don't have to look at fucking people that annoy me, who don't want to put in the work, who don't want to, you know, who are the same age as my dad, who is struggling in construction and all this physical labor, you know, and I'm basically wasting away, compensating for these underqualified workers who have developed some sense of entitlement, some sense of they have a sense that everything is owed to them, you know. And you know, I don't know. I wasn't here 15 years ago. I wasn't working at the fucking company 20 years ago when you started. But based on how the company is now, and you know, I could imagine you did a pretty fucking mediocre job to get us to where we're at this point. And you know, I don't know. I think if you don't like where you are, leave. You know, I've always fucking hated that. That's always been a pet peeve of mine, right? Like, if you don't like I would go to work. You know, I remember my first call center job. That fucking sucked. It's probably the worst job. But at the time, I was happy about it. And, you know, when you run into a person in the break room, run into a person in the, wherever, you know, you run into them and they, all they have to talk about is how shitty the company is. You know, like, they put a lot of things in my head that I didn't even think about just because I always try to have a positive attitude. You know, and then you start getting all this toxicity around you. Oh, fuck this job, they only pay the blah, 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 blah. But yet, they are, you know. It's like, yeah, like, if it fucking sucks so much, like, at least they gave you an opportunity. Like, why do you gotta drag me down with you because you don't like where you are, you know? Like, it's just frustrating, you know, and that's why I hate, you know, the sarcasm, the fucking, oh, man, like, we go in meetings, they drag out useless, like, pointless stuff, like, just to drag it out, like, I never get to put my voice in, because they never actually, like, say anything productive. Like, these meetings are supposed to be to innovate, to get help, and all it is these boomers talking back and forth, making useless, pointless jokes that aren't really funny. And they just talk about what they did do. You know, like, it's gotta be so fucking crazy to that you do so fucking little that you have to talk about how much you do when you get the fucking little opportunity that you have. And you waste everyone's time at the same time. So yeah, I hope you guys are proud of yourselves. I guess that's my rant for today. I'm gonna probably end this podcast here shortly because I'm gonna pick up some Cafe Rio. I don't know why I had such the cravings for that today, but I felt like kind of good because I got a lot of done. There's a video I was working on for months, for years maybe now, and made some progress here and there, and never just had the motivation, and I still don't have the motivation, but I'm kind of just pushing myself through, forcing myself to make these edits, forcing myself to do the narrative, the voiceover, the stuff I knew I had to do, and the reason why the video, that particular video hasn't been released. But it's the video that basically put me at a standstill, because I got stuck, you know. And once I get this video posted out, I can work on a bunch of other videos that I haven't started at all. So this has been a blocker for me, but I know once it gets out, it's going to be well worth it. And I'm proud of it. You know, I'm always amazed at how much better stuff is when you put a little effort into it. And, you know, I didn't really have too much expectations, but it's starting to look like a very good video. But anyways, I'm here at Cafe Rio. I'm going to go ahead and stop the podcast. Utah Jazz, Charlotte tonight. Go Jazz.